Meet Luis Acalexis, the first Native American pro baseball player said to be inspiration for Cleveland Indians. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 23, 2021. Cleveland, Ohio, Cleveland's Major League Baseball team announced Friday it is doing away with its moniker, Cleveland Indians, and renaming itself the Cleveland Guardians. A move that erases a 106-year-old name said to be in honor of Luis Acalexis, who played Major League Baseball for the Cleveland Spiders in the late 1800s and is credited as the first Native American to play professional baseball. The Cleveland baseball team went through several name changes from the 1870s to early 1900s before ultimately deciding on the Cleveland Indians, a moniker that would last for more than a century before eventually being canceled. Brace Hamilgarn/Getty Images. The team previously had names like the Cleveland Forest Cities, 1871 to 1875, a likely nod to Cleveland's nickname inspired by the city being encapsulated by a heavily forested area, and the Cleveland Blues, 1879 to 1884, short for Bluebirds, which team members allegedly hated. There was also the bizarre Cleveland Infants, which lasted for 1 year, 1890, as well as the Cleveland Naps, 1903 to 1914. Though, when the team was called the Cleveland Spiders, 1890 to 1899, it signed Luis Acalexis, a member of the Penobscot tribe, who quickly ascended to stardom, earning the team the nickname Indians, according to the Society for American Baseball Research, SABR. Soon after being signed by the Cleveland Spiders in early 1897, Acalexis wowed local sports writers, who began referring to the team as the Indians, and by the end of March that year, the name Spiders was virtually forgotten. A headline in the Cleveland Plain Dealer referred to the team as DeBoe's Indians, a reference to both Acalexis and the team's manager Patsy DeBoe. On March 27, 1897, the Plain Dealer reported, "The Indians have a spring schedule which is bound to give them good, hard work." Acalexis quickly became a sensation. By April, the national press began to notice him, with Charles W. Mears explaining in Sporting News, "Everybody in Cleveland as well as in other league cities, for that matter, are talking Acalexis." After 20 games, Acalexis' batting average stood at .372, and his presence alone increased attendance at both Cleveland's home and away games, notes Saber. In May, Acalexis hit a double and a triple off Boston's best pitcher and 30-game winner, Kid Nichols. Though, the high point of his season came in June, when Acalexis went up against New York strikeout champion Amos Rusi, slamming a curveball from him and sending it over right fielder Mike Tiernan's head. By the time Tiernan could retrieve the ball, Acalexis had already made a home run, his third of the season. Cleveland cruised to a 7-2 victory that game. AP Photo/Tony DeJack. Yet, while Acalexis appeared destined for stardom, alcoholism ultimately derailed his career, and the club released him from his contract in 1899, despite a career batting average of .313. On December 24, 1913, Acalexis, who worked for a logging crew in Maine, suffered a heart attack while cutting down a massive pine tree and died at the age of 42. In January 1915, team owner Charles Summers decided to revive the local nickname, which had previously defined the city's National League club, and officially named the team the Cleveland Indians, says Saber. While some historians claim Summers chose a Native American-esque name, in part, to mimic the Atlanta Braves, due to being inspired by the team winning the World Series a year earlier, the name Cleveland Indians is nonetheless the stark revival of the team's old byname. But 106 years later, in the wake of political correctness, cancel culture, and the woke mob running rampant, the Cleveland Indians, a name presumably derived from Summers reminiscing about the period of excitement that Acalexis brought to Cleveland in 1897, is no more. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.